To manage.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means during the first half hour, we're going to be doing a regularly scheduled Science for Humans episode with Dr. Jeff Galini in just a moment. Just a couple announcements to make. First of all, as always, Superhuman Radio is being made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. And also, just a reminder that yesterday's show, we talked with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine. The old website was wisechoicemedicine.net. The working website is wisechoicemedicine.com. Those of you who are interested in learning more about CanSee eye drops, you must go to wisechoicemedicine.com for the time being. They're having some internet website issues. Okay, today's subject is good fat, bad fat. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful. And, you know, it's amazing how fat is real. Oh, wait a minute. I did it again. Wait a minute.
The music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
You know what's funny? I'm out of the studio for 5 days, and it's almost like I lost my brain. Everything that I normally do, I can't even get the microphones to work right. So yesterday, somebody messaged me and said, hey, I can hear you talking during the commercial breaks. I don't know what I've done to this mixer board, but I have to figure it out because the mics are open all the time now. So there you go.
Well, you know how that works.
Yeah.
But, you know, without that music, it's kind of like an athlete coming out on the field. You know, I just don't get psyched up.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? You deserve it. You've earned it. I mean, you hosted me for 5 days in Billings, Montana. You really earned it. That's for sure.
We had a good time, boy.
No, we did. It was a lot of fun. So, good fats, bad fats. So fats have really been in the news a lot lately because, dietary orthodoxy is now changing their position on both fat and cholesterol. And really, coming around to a mindset that you evolved in when you were living in California and training in the mecca of bodybuilding, and that is that, you know, fat is an important constituent in the diet. It's not the evil demon that everybody thinks it is it?
Well, no, and, you know, like your header says that the show dispels myths, I think we need to talk about, you know, a couple myths that people have about fat. You know, number one, does eating fat make you fat? I mean, how many times have you heard that? I'm not going to eat fat because it makes me fat. Well, of course, the answer to that is actually sometimes. It isn't the fat directly. You know, it's if you have an excess amount of calories. The other thing is, you know, fats are bad for you. They're unhealthy. And again, it's kind of a sometimes because it depends on, you know, what type of fat, which we're going to kind of talk about the different categories of these fats.
Isn't that what makes dietary recommendations so difficult? Because people want a black and white answer. They want a yes or no answer. They want a silver bullet answer, and nothing is that simple.
It's very tough, especially because, you know, fats is really just an overall category. You know, you look on a nutrition facts panel, and it says fats. That's every different type of fat. So, you know, really, that's not even a good terminology if we don't break it down into, you know, what are fats. But, yeah, it's very confusing.
It's almost like saying cars are expensive. Well, which car? A Ferrari, yeah. A Yugo,
exactly.
Maybe not. You know, it's like you have to, there's specificity, and that's the problem. People want simple answers. People don't want to have to invest any time in learning. And this is why they fall prey to this kind of misinformation.
It is, you know, and I think, sometimes it is a little complex, but, you know, with a little bit of research, you know, you need to look into something before somebody just says, hey, fats are no good for you.
So let's talk about good fats. Tell me what good fats are. Is there a way to identify them? Is there a Is there a way to use a method of identification and say, okay, I'm going to look at this fat and see if it stands up to being a good fat?
Yeah, there are. The good fats are considered monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. Now, we're talking, you know, from the medical industry, scientific, everybody agrees that these are all good fats. We're going to talk about one that's a little borderline in a bit. But your monounsaturated fats, they come mostly from nuts, you know, plant oils, avocados actually have both poly and unsaturated. But those are all, you know, your healthy fats, your peanut butters, your almond butters. Then you get into your polyunsaturated fats, which are also called essential fatty acids. So it's kind of important to see these are essential. But these are your omega-6s, omega-3s. These are your fish, you know, your fish oils. You can pick some up from, like, flax seeds, barrage oils, primrose oils. But those are all oils that are essential. They've been proven to lower your bad cholesterol, your LDL levels, and to raise your good cholesterol.
So what about olive oil?
Yeah, olive oil is part of the monounsaturated. So most all plant oils, olive oil, canola oil, you know, those are good.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, moderation. That doesn't mean, you know, if you drink a bottle of olive oil a day, it's going to lower your cholesterol. So that's kind of where, as we started, you know, you got to be careful not to take in excessive amounts. But for most people, you know, these are good. There's a study that shows that it reduces heart disease and stroke.
Right.
You know, these type of fats. Lowers cholesterol, as we said.
You got to be careful about we've done several shows on this topic, and it's actually one of my pet peeves right now. The olive oil industry, the demand far outpaces the growth of olives. So the olive oil industry has gone to adulterating with less desirable oils. You must know where you're getting your olive oil from to make sure that it's real olive oil. Otherwise, it's not going to confer the benefits that you associate with olive oil. The other thing that you have to be aware of with oils is they can go rancid. Handling of oils, both in production, transportation, and then after you buy it, is critical. If you want your oils to confer those benefits, you have to be careful that they are in temperature controlled, avoid sunlight, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely, and you were actually telling me about one of your favorite brands, weren't you?
Papa Vince. It's the we have them on the show because it's the best olive oil in the world. It comes right from Sicily, so you know you can't go wrong with that one. But yeah, you got to be careful how you handle your olive oil as well. So those are the good fats. What are the bad fats?
You know, then you go to the far extreme. You know, there are things, this is a relatively new fat, so to say, because years ago we didn't hear about trans fatty acids, and they're uncommon in nature. I mean, you can find them in very trace amounts,
right,
in some places, but essentially they're created artificially. They're not good for you. They are shown to increase, you know, heart risk, Alzheimer's, infertility. I mean, there's all kind of stuff. And these are found in your fried foods. Again, it's very expensive for most restaurants to take olive oil and fry their French fries.
Right.
It's a lot cheaper to make these trans fatty acids that they can use. And again, they use them over and over again. And I don't know if you know, but there are some additives that they actually can put into those oils to increase the shelf life so they don't have to change them every night. They actually can get about a week out of that oil.
Yeah, that's
gross. Those, what they put in there is not very good, so it only kind of adds to the insult of something that's already not safe. But, you know, you'll find them in, you know, snack foods, you know, chips, cookies, donuts, pastries. Anything that probably isn't healthy will contain some trans fatty acids. They're supposed to be listed on the label, so if you do buy a label, you'll see that trans fat category. But be careful, you know, if it's less than 1 gram, they can
per
put
serving.
Zero.
So, if it's less than 1 gram per serving, so this is how they get by. They say that the serving size is some minuscule amount, and then they say no trans fats because there's 0.9 grams per serving. But when you sit down and eat, you eat 12 servings. Guess what? You just got 12 grams of trans fats.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to eat one Lay's potato chip, right?
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, what's a commercial? Bet you can't eat
bet
just
you
one.
Can't eat just one. Now we're dating ourselves now.
I know. So it just kind of popped in my head.
interesting historic recount of trans fats. The first trans fat was developed by Procter & Gamble. It was called Crisco. It was designed to replace beef tallow and lard, which was becoming increasingly more expensive because the cities were concentrating populations and farmers were having a harder time delivering their products into the cities. So Crisco evolved as a result of the need for these more firm fats. So what they did was hydrogenation. In order to make a hydrogenated oil, they first must remove, you ready for this, the omega-3s. The omega-3s shorten the shelf life of a fat. Ironically, the omega-3s are what you want in your fat, but they have to remove the omega-3s to improve the shelf life, and then they have to hydrogenate it, which basically is an aeration process, if you will, that makes the fat firm and withstand room temperatures, and it stays solid. Well, guess what? Butter does that. You know, it's like
you don't need
Crisco. You really can go back to lard and butter. But again, they convinced us that these trans fats were better, healthier for us, even though Dr. Paul Dudley White, the man who founded the American Heart Association, wrote a position paper in 1932 decrying Crisco and hydrogenated vegetable oils and the increase in sugar as the reason for the rise in heart disease. No one paid attention to him. He's the guy who brought the EKG machine to the United States.
But you know why? I mean, look at the price difference.
Yes.
You know, when you look at a tub of Crisco versus a liter of olive oil or some healthy oil, I mean, it's night and day. So
yes.
People buy the
pennies.
Cheapest stuff.
It costs them pennies to make a can of Crisco. Pennies.
Yeah, and all the recipes that you find in the books, Crisco oil, you know?
Sure. And they changed the way people cooked, but more importantly, they changed the trajectory of an entire population's lifespan. So look at that. Crisco was introduced in 1909. Here we are in 2013. They finally said, okay, it's time to abandon trans fats. Look at all the lives that were shortened and the lives that were lost in the interest of producing a product that the government knew was a problem.
Is it, you know, and that just amazes me. You know, we always come back to dietary supplements, how we have to have zero side effects, yet the food industry can introduce something like this, knowing what the side effects are and what the causes are, and it's still available.
I have said it before, and I'll say it again. If you want to kill large numbers of people in the United States, you can do it, and no one will go to jail as long as the government gets their cut. And that's really the sad truth of it. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. Today, the discussion is good fat, bad fat. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal. Hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini today. This is Science for Humans, Good Fats, Bad Fats. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dion Wessels to talk about behind every successful strongman organization, there is a strong woman. She is the head of American Strongman Corporation. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later in the show. So, Dr. Jeff, what about saturated fats? Oh,
hey,
wow. I still have that problem. I just figured it out. Okay. You know what? This is all going... I'm going to have to get Elliot in here after the show today and figure out what's going on with our soundboard. Anyway, what about saturated fats?
Yeah, so saturated fats is basically the fourth category. And this one is kind of a borderline because, you know, some research say that saturated fats are bad. Other research says they're good. Moderation to me on this one. But saturated fats are found in your beef, your veal, lamb, pork, all your dairy products, your milk, your cheese, your butter. Skin of poultry. So we're both, you know, beef eaters and lamb eaters. So again, I think, you know, saturated fats again, in moderations, I wouldn't eat, you know, 4 pounds a day of these type of things. Again, it depends on how many calories and what else you're doing.
So really, calories do matter. People like to say calories don't matter, but calories have to figure in somewhere in the mix, because even if you overeat protein, you're going to get fat. If you overeat anything, if you take in more energy than you expend, it doesn't matter what macronutrients are making up that surplus, you're going to end up storing fat, right?
Absolutely. I mean, fat is just one of the three macronutrients: fat, carbs, and proteins. You know, eat too much, you gain weight. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
It's interesting that saturated fats are becoming more in vogue now. Ever since the paleo movement, people are eating more, literally eating coconut oil. I do from time to time. I did a lot more a couple of years ago. I've kind of backed down and just cook with coconut oil now. But people are actually eating tablespoons of coconut oil. And I guess it's not a bad thing as long as it fits your macros, right?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, you now can find in Costco's, you know, the big jars of coconut oil. It is becoming popular. I'm seeing it in more and more of the bars and things. But again, you know, it's moderations. I don't know if I'd be taking, you know, just eating tablespoons of it. But I guess that's me personally. You know, as far as to cook with it, yeah, it's a lot healthier than the other types of fats we mentioned. But I like olive oil myself for, you know, most cooking.
What about omega-6s? So omega-6s are considered pro-inflammatory, and some of them convert to arachidonic acid. There's a lot of discussion out there about the role of arachidonic acid in building muscle. Do you have any theories on that?
You know, this is one of my non-expert fields, Carl.
Okay. All right.
I think, you know, just talking about omega-3s and omega-6s in more general terms, you know, most people are deficient in omega-3s. You know, they get in more 6s than they do 3s, you know, and 3 is probably the one that is the most beneficial for you.
What about now there, you hosted a study using a product that has some fats in it and how it affected both cancer and inflammation, right?
I did. Actually, it's been picked up by the Journal of Cellular Biology and will be, it should be live here any day, any week, you know, as far as being published. But, yeah, that was a very interesting study using essentially buffered fats that I was developing, and we killed cancer very, very effectively in this particular in vitro study.
Now, does it matter what kind of fats you buffer, or is the buffering portion where the magic lies, you think?
You know, I think it was the type of fats. I was using monosaturated fats.
Okay.
I didn't use saturated or trans. Those just happen to be the fats of choice that seem most beneficial for where this particular research was going to.
Gotcha. So in summary, you know, here's an interesting story about fat. So Porter Cottrell, you remember Porter, right?
Right.
Porter Cottrell told me a story many, many years ago when he was getting ready for one of the Mr. Olympia competitions, and he had, as was done back then, cut his fat down to near zero intake as he got ready for the stage. And he had to go into the gym one day and train legs. And he admitted on my show that he was using things like clenbuterol and ephedrine and all this other stuff just to power through his workouts. And he got into the gym and he started training and he became very emotional. He went out in his car and he started to cry. He just overwhelmed by this feeling of sadness, and he started to cry. And he knew he couldn't do his workout, and he went home, and he was an emotional wreck, he said. And he just had the urge to eat get a couple tablespoons of olive oil and eat them. And as soon as he did that, within minutes, he felt his mood stabilize. And that's when it became clear to him the role of fat and mood. And we know that fat influences brain function and mood now more clearly, the linkage between that. So the idea that eliminating all fat from the diet as being a good thing is really missed its mark and really was the general message of the dietary orthodoxy for a long time.
I think it was, and even back in my bodybuilding days, you know, we cut out the fat. You know, we ate a lot of fish, so we did pick up some fats in the some of the fish, but essentially we cut out. But I remember when I added beef back, how much better I felt, you know.
There's another fat in beef that I can't think of the name of it. It's an ass something. I can't think of it now, but there's another fat in beef that's also becoming very, very interesting. I've got to find the research. I shouldn't even have said anything until I could find the name. But it's beef gets a really, really bad rap for some reason. And unfortunately, so does dairy. And right. and a lot of times because of the fat in these things. And there's really some very, very good fats if the cows are raised on grass. And, you know, being in Montana, you can appreciate this because we had some amazing beef while we were there. When the cows are allowed to eat the way they naturally are designed to eat, the fat content of the meat and the muscle is very different than when you feed them grain, corn, and soy.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the thing you notice about the beef out here is there just isn't the same amount of fat. You know, and even some of the cuts like sirloin are really lean, but they're very tender. You know, it's all from that massaging the cow and, you know, feeding them the right stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we don't massage cows here.
No, they do that in Japan. That's Kobe beef.
I know.
Could you imagine? What are these cows what are they thinking, right? Man, this is really great. I get a massage every day. I don't have to do anything.
I get a bottle of beer. I get a massage.
Yeah, I don't have to do any work. This is fantastic. I love this life.
Makes you want to be a cow, huh?
Yeah, up until the moment that they slit your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's summarize for the end of the show here. What do you want people to take away from this discussion about fat?
The main thing is, you know, dispel the myth that fats are bad. And keep in mind, as we discussed, that, you know, trans fatty acids are the ones you want to stay away from. But you need to include the good fats. You can get them from nuts. Now, eat the raw nuts. Those are better than the deep fried, even though they taste better. But, you know, nuts, olive oil, fish, you know, flax seeds, those are all fats that are essential for normal body production and growth and health, and are proven to actually lower cholesterol. So if you've got high cholesterol, try taking in some fish oil before you get on all the drugs and things.
You know, it's a really interesting discussion because pharmaceutical companies have come out with a prescription omega-3 called Loveza, which is an ethyl esterified form of omega-3, and they did that so that they can patent it. But
right.
The reality is, you don't need that. You can just take a really good fish oil supplement and get the same benefits.
And I also wanted to tell our listeners, too, you know, if they ever have any questions, they can go to the allamericanpharmaceutical.com website, and there's an Ask the Scientist button. You'll see my little mug on there. So if you ever have any questions about the show or anything, you can go there.
That's a great idea. Dr. Jeff, thanks for being on today.
Thanks, Carl. Take care.
Talk soon. All right, and what we're going to do is we're going to take one quick commercial break. I think I've got this problem solved now. Let's see. We'll be right back.
Muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we're having all sorts of problems with the mixer today. This always happens when I go out of town and do a live remote. I don't know what I do differently when I set the equipment back up, but we will get it fixed today, I promise. I've wanted to do this interview for a long time because I wanted to know what makes this woman tick. And she is Dionne Wessels. How you doing, Dionne?
I'm great. How are you doing, Carl?
Good. And you are the head of the American Strongman Corporation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So how many women run strongman corporations in the world that you know of?
I think I'm the only one.
I think so. You had to think about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was trying to think because I do work with a young lady by the name of Ekaterina in Russia. She does run a strongman organization, but she runs it for a group of men that actually own the organization. So I would say that I'm probably the only one.
So how do you find yourself running an organization made up of the strongest men in the world?
How do I find myself? Wow. Well, you know, we started in with the grassroots, and that's the amateurs. And if you've ever heard of the term amateur saved the Titanic, professional sport sunk it. Well, the amateurs are what they do save the sport, because people love to compete. And I started this. I didn't start it. A gentleman by the name of Bill Holland started an amateur federation. And it was at the time called North American Strongman Society.
Okay.
And when he started it back in 1997, he sent me a flyer in the mail. And I laughed because I said, nobody in their right mind is going to do this. It was basically an event that was going to take place in, you know, different people's backyards and things of that nature.
Right.
And, you know, they had some permission on their street to do a carpool or something of that nature. And I was like, what are they thinking? Obviously, he got the idea from World's Strongest Man, the television show that everyone is used to watch on ESPN. I thought he was crazy. He sent it to all of his powerlifting friends about it. And, you know, eventually, for whatever reason, the bug kind of hit, and I went to one of his meets in Texas. And I actually liked it. I met some great, great athletes at that time. At the time, women were not even really, you know, involved in the sport. The only woman at that time that was, like, huge in the sport was Jill Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And she was then one of the best women competitors all around, hands down. And today, arguably, to some, she may still be one of the best. She hasn't competed in many, many years, but she's definitely one that kind of started to pave the way for women.
Right.
Way back when. So when he started it, I thought it was funny. And then we started doing some small shows in St. Louis, and then he said, hey, will you go to Tennessee and help with this show? I started doing that, and then after probably about around 1999, the year 2000, he said that he was going to just kind of like close up shop. We had told him at the time I was married, and we had told him that if he ever closed up shop, contact us, blah, blah, blah. You know, lo and behold, he was doing that, and, you know, through lunches and talks and things of that nature, he had my now ex-husband and myself to start running the organization.
Right.
Meanwhile, I was a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And then I graduated, then I had finished school with my graduate degree in adolescent counseling.
Wow, that makes you qualified to handle large groups of men too, doesn't it?
Exactly. Comes in that degree that I paid money for it comes in handy.
Yeah.
So, you know, my oldest daughter at the time, she had just been born, and I was personally looking for something to do to stay home with her because I was one of those very picky mothers.
Right.
When it came to the students.
Right.
So I had said, you know what, I had goals and aspirations for the organization. I said, I can do this and stay home, and this will be my job. So in essence, that's what I started doing. And then I started traveling to different shows and people, you know, all around. We had different meetings with those that, the powers that be at IMG about making this a amateur to pro system, and no one believed in it. And everyone at the time literally thought I was crazy and thought that I was insane for quitting a career job and doing something like a hobby job.
Right.
Because that's exactly what it was a hobby job.
Right.
And at the time, I want to say we had probably about 149 athletes and maybe about 11 or so shows across the country. Well, it kind of grew and grew, and more people contacted and wanted to have shows. And, you know, sanctioning fee, what we call licensing fee, wasn't that expensive. membership fees were not expensive, and then we started, you know, we had the national championship, and people seemed to like it.
Right.
Then there became more pro shows in St. Louis in 2004, and then we started the amateur to pro system ourselves because we did not have support of the of IMG because they didn't believe in the, they did not believe in the brand. So we started the amateur to pro system, and that started, I want to say, in 2004, I believe, was the first year. And then we kind of started in 2002, 2003, but American Strongman did not come around until 2004, and that was when different international groups that I worked with at the time, IFSA, it was the International Federation of Strength Athletes, they said, you know, I met with them and they had me out at some of their events and said, you know, I like the way you work. And they, at the time, they were not pro women at all.
Really? I'm listening to you talk about this and I'm thinking, okay, forget about the fact that they didn't have women athletes. These organizations aren't generally women friendly. And here you are. I mean, talk about a glass ceiling. You know, a lot of women complain about the glass ceiling at work. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
You had a boilerplate steel ceiling to break through because you had to gain the respect of these athletes and say, look, I'm gonna make things happen here. Get behind me. And they don't even have female athletes involved.
Correct. I mean, like I said, that the only real at the time female athlete was Jill Mills. I mean, there were some other women that competed that came out, but it was a handful of women. And the culture was not as accepting to women because it's a strength sport. And your typical man, you know, they don't want to see women that are stronger than them. So you're right. And then not only was it on all male sport, but it's, you know, your typical Scandinavian male. And, you know, to have some high, strong, mouthy, because I'm very mouthy, black woman come in and tell you this is how it's going to be done, I was not accepted at all. I mean, there were many, many, many doors to be shut, slammed in my face. I had many, many athletes doing everything possible to make me quit. However, it just made me that much stronger. I mean, there were many athletes.
I was going to actually ask you that question. We're being forced into a break here. I was going to ask you, now that you look back, and think about this for when we come back from the break. Now that you look back, do you think you did it the right way? Do you see areas where if you would have handled things differently, it could have been easier for you? Or in hindsight, no, this is the way it had to be. We're talking with Dionne Wessels. She is the person behind American Strongman Corporation, behind every successful strongman organization. There is a strong woman. At least in this case, it's Dionne Wessels. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dionne Wessels. We're talking about her organization, American Strongman Corporation. A very unlikely position to hold by a woman at the head of an organization made up of the strongest men in the world. You know you've got to be a strong woman to run an organization like this. And as you said, Dionne, when we were going into the break, you know, you're opinionated. You let your opinion, you voice your opinion. You don't hold back. You are a strong woman. Do you think that that caused problems as often as it helped? Or you think, no, Carl, I look back all the time and I go, you know what? There was no other way to get this thing done.
Honestly, there was no other way to get it done because there was no money, you know, and I did it on a dream. And I was always taught, you know, if you believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, then you continue to move forward. There's going to be setbacks, and there were many setbacks, and I still have setbacks. But, you know, someone posted yesterday, you know, when you fall, the worst place you're going to fall is to the floor. So you just get back up and keep going.
Right.
And so that's what I've done. So, you know, yeah, I can look at things and say, I should have done this, or I should have started this way, or maybe I should have, you know, sought out these people to help me this way. But again, they were all learning curves. They were things that I learned from to help make the organization itself that much better.
And I got to believe the guys respect you now too. because now because you've proven that you're tenacious. You're like, look, I don't care what you think. I'm not going away.
Correct. And that's what, you know, that's what I had to do. You know, I had events shut down that were well planned to where I had to repay athletes for flights and things of that nature. I had sponsors to pull out. I've had all of those things. So they're not new to me. But again, like I told the athletes at the time, you know, and there were other promoters and people before me that just said, forget it, it's not worth it, and they packed up and went away. I'm just not that person. When you tell me I can't do something, if I set my mind to it, then I'm going to show you how I can do it, not only how I can do it, but how well I can do it.
Right. Let's talk about the fact that your involvement in this sport from an administrative position has also opened doors for the female competitors, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think so. You know, because they see, you know, a woman, a lot of people, when they see my name on paper, if they, especially people that are new to the sport, they'll call and leave a voicemail, you know, and they'll ask for Dion, or they'll say, you know, or they'll send me an email and say, dear sir. And when I speak with them, I say, you know, I'm not Dion. Dion is not a man, I'm a woman. And they're like, oh, okay. Huh? And for some of our female competitors, they're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Well, hey, I have a, you know, so I think it kind of helps them relax, because a lot of the women, a strength sport is new to them. You know, women in the gym were known to be in the aerobic classes or aerobic instructors, as well as on the cardio machine. They were not known to be lifting the weights.
But that's a social construct. Like anything else is a social construct. I mean, if you go back hundreds of years, women toiled as hard as men did. And quite frankly, if you go back to, for those who love, you know, paleo, if you go to paleo times, women worked harder than men because they were giving birth, and generally raising a child took 3 years. And they generally had one child on their hip and one child at their leg, and they were gathering enough calories to feed themselves and their children. So
absolutely,
women have always been strong. It's only been a social construct that we've feminized them, you know, made their feet smaller, tried to make them fit into certain constructs, but that's not really who they are.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you know, if you look at the science behind it all, but I think most people will see that women are typically stronger than the average man.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far, Dion. No, I'm looking around. No, let's be honest. If men had to have babies and populate the world, there'd be about 6 people on the planet. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You probably wouldn't be here now.
That's right. That's right. Because my father was out banging guys' heads around, and he wasn't going to raise kids. My mother had to do that. All right, so
exactly.
Okay, so let's fast forward. Today, American Strongman Corporation really is at its pinnacle. I mean, you guys hosted the strongman event at the Arnold this year, right?
Yes, we host every year the Arnold Amateur World Championship.
Right.
I think this is our 6th or 7th year, and then the winner will go on to compete at the Arnold Pro event the following year. And wow, I mean, I can't say enough great things about the athletes that have won, because like even the winner from last year that won this year, to look at this guy, he speaks very, very little English, but to look at him, you would think he was more of a rugby player. And rugby players are tough, but they're not typically as strong.
Right.
But he's a very tall, lean guy, and he was as strong as the best of them. And he ended up placing 3rd overall, which was, for me, awesome. Because it shows that the system works.
Right.
You know, we've had, you know, some wonderful athletes to go on. Mike Jenkins that went on and took 2nd the following year. Then he won the Arnold the year after that. He's also placed in the top 3 at Worlds. So we've had some wonderful athletes to move on. And it just shows that the system works, that, you know, you can't just, it can't just be any person that comes off of the street to just jump into these type of events. And believe me, we do have people, especially for the Arnold, that will send an email and say, hey, I'm interested in competing. And they're, it's not because, hey, I'm, they've never competed before. It's because they want to be on that platform.
Right.
And it's a huge platform, so you can't blame them that they don't understand the dangers of it as well. You know, we had a guy that came up this year from Mexico, and he said that he was the strongest man in Chihuahua. And I was like, okay, so what does that prove for us? And he started throwing his numbers out there. And when I showed him the numbers that we were actually using, he was like, oh, I mean, we were probably about 100 to 150 pounds off of what he could physically do.
So, no, wait. So he was lifting less by 250 pounds, his totals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, Chihuahua is a tough area in Mexico too, by the way. But that doesn't mean you're going to be strong. You know, the thing that's interesting. So I'm listening to you, and what I'm thinking about is we have in Louisville, Ohio Valley Wrestling, OVW, is the amateur feeder camp that feeds the WWE. So every major name that you've ever heard in the WWE started here in living in Louisville, Kentucky and training at OVW. Mm-hmm. From, I mean, Cena, The Rock, Big Dave Batista. I mean, these guys were just average guys at the gym here training with OVW before they went on to WWE. So American Strongman. So a lot of the wrestlers call Louisville the Mecca of wrestling because you come here and then you get anointed and you go on. So American Strongman is kind of like that too for the guys who want to go on and be professional powerlifters. Strongmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Brian Shaw, he was one of our amateur athletes.
Wow. I met him, by the way. He is the nicest guy.
He's a very nice guy.
But
and
he
a superhuman
is,
in his own right. Absolutely.
He is literally a mountain on legs. So I met him at, when I first met Patrick Rogers, who works with you, we were at the Arnold one year, and I met him at the Arnold event, but then I saw him again at the Las Vegas airport. And it's a funny thing to watch Brian Shaw walk through the crowd at the airport because it was kind of like Moses parting the Red Sea. Because you would see this guy from far away and you would just see people around him moving aside. And he just bounded right through the crowd like no big deal. It was amazing. He's what a great athlete he is.
Phenomenal athlete. And I have one of the partners that I work with, she made me a backpack because, you know, you carry your stuff in your briefcase. So she made me a backpack on wheels and to travel with. And on it has the logo, then it says Babysitter of Large Men. So a funny story, about 3 years ago, I believe it was, we were going on our way to an event in Brazil when I had Michael Burke and Michael Jenkins and some other pro athletes, and we all usually meet at the airport and then fly from there to Brazil. Well, we were looking for, because the flight was going to take off, and Mike Jenkins was looking to, oh, I'm going to go get me something to eat to take on the plane since it was a long trip. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm looking for Mike. I can't find him. And someone pointed up and they said, I believe the guy that you're looking for is over there because they read my backpack and he was as lost. So I said, yeah, that is him because they're very noticeable. And a lot of people, you know, when they see him, the first question is, what do? A lot of people think that they're a pro wrestler or, something of that nature. We all used to always joke, oh, no, they're synchronized swimmers or something of that nature. But yeah, they're all nice guys. You know, you said you met, you know, they are Ryan, but they're all great, awesome athletes.
What about you, Dion? I'm assuming you did compete. Do you still compete?
Yes. No, I do not. I did compete. I competed, gosh, I think I stopped competing maybe in 2002 or 2003. Mm-hmm. I won a couple national championships, and I think it's a great, great sport. I think it is truly the best training, hands down, because you're getting a really good feel of cardio as well as strength training at the same time.
Right. But it's hard for women. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to start to talk about the ladies who are now starting to show up. Because there's actually a young girl at my gym that Elisa and I were watching deadlift last week. And she was pulling 540, 550, and she's a little thing. And there are some women out there who are very, very proud of how strong they can be. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We're talking with Dion Wessels. And we'll... Dion, what's the website? AmericanStrongman.com or American Strongman Corp?
StrongmanCorporation.com.
StrongmanCorporation.com. Go there during the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes
healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dion Wessels, head of American Strongman Corporation. Plug the website again, Dion. Oh, sorry, I should open your mic. No, go ahead. I had your mic killed. I'm sorry. What is it?
Okay. Strongmancorporation.com.
So, and because this is an amateur organization, if you're out there listening to this and you have an interest in strongman, reach out to the organization, start communicating with them, find out what you need to know. If you decide you want to compete, you can compete at all levels. You're not going to be competing against guys and gals who are outside of your abilities, right?
Correct. We have weight classes for athletes, and we also are the only way in America for athletes to turn to pro.
That's awesome. So I'm sitting in the studio. My daughter, Sydney, came in to visit me today while I was working, and I'm sitting here, and there's a picture of you. You have a black shirt on. You have a blue hat on that says Pacific Strong, and you're turned to the right, looking, and I said to my daughter Sydney, I said, she looks sassy in that picture. anybody ever said you're sassy?
Yeah, that was actually in Russia, and I think I had the look on my face because they told me I had to wear the hat.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I got it. That makes sense. Let's talk about some of the ladies. Give me some names of some of the up and coming women we should be watching out for that are involved in strong woman events now.
Oh, wow. Up and coming and already there. Christy Scott, amazing athlete. I just met her for the first time last year, and she competes in both middleweight and heavyweight. And she's just amazing, amazing, amazing. I mean, her strength ability is like none other. Tristan Rhodes, she's won America's Strongest Woman, I want to say 5-6 times. She's another amazing athlete. But then, you know, when you look at our smaller women, Rachel Pyron. Rachel is probably 124, 25 pounds at best, and she can pretty much press about anything overhead.
Wow.
Alana Casey, who's also active military, and what was ironic this year, last year, she's always competed. She's competed at the lightweight, then she moved to middleweight, and then she actually wanted to compete against Christian Rhodes, who was a heavyweight. And so she was like, hey, can I weigh in heavy to compete at the heavyweight at America's Strongest Woman? Hey, you know, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
Well, then, you know, she had a situation to where she was being deported. So she said, I may not make it. And I said, okay, well, let's see, you know, let's play it by ear. She ended up coming, to America's Strongest Woman. She did not win. Christy Scott actually won, but she took, I'm pretty sure she took second to Christy Scott, but then she also qualified for the Arnold. I wasn't sure if she was going to go middleweight or heavyweight, but then she said she was going to be a middleweight because she won the first Arnold Strong Woman competition, so she wanted to come and, you know, keep her title. So therefore, but she was, again, deployed the entire time, so she did not get back until probably maybe 4 weeks prior to the competition. So all of her training had to take place overseas.
Wow.
And for her to come back and not only compete was one thing, but to compete and just dominate the competition was another thing. I mean, she was just, it's amazing to see her, to watch her compete. And again, she's maybe about 150, 160 pounds, and to see someone that small press, I want to say like 220, 225 overhead, another amazing athlete.
Wow.
So, you know, then Alicia Cholik, I want to say she's out of New Jersey. This was her first year competing. She qualified at Nationals, went on to the Arnold, and for the lightweight women, she won her class. So there are some amazing young ladies coming up that they're more exciting to watch than the guys are.
Really? Why do you think that is? Because their strength is so unexpected, their strength is so out of the ordinary compared to their body sizes?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at these people and they look like teeny boppers to me. I mean, I'm 45, so to me they look like teeny boppers, and they're not, you know, they have nice physiques. They look like they belong on stage as a bikini girl or something of that nature, but then to see them perform, you're like, wow, you would never think that they have the strength that they actually have.
That's amazing. And see, this is why there's a lot of controversy with the potential for women and men competing against each other, because if you have a woman who's coming in, I don't know, 160 pounds, let's say 150 pounds, and she's competing against a guy who's the same weight and she's stronger than him pound for pound, that's going to shake some stuff up real fast.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have women now that if they've already qualified for Nationals, they'll say, hey, you know what, I want to compete in the men's division just to challenge myself, because the women's division at some of the local competitions don't challenge it. So they will compete with the men, and like you say, pound for pound, they are stronger than the men. And it pushes the men to compete that much harder, because no guy wants to say that they got beat by a girl.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But but it does push the men to compete that much harder. So, but they are, just to see these young ladies compete, it's astounding. It really is.
What was your favorite event when you competed? Did you have something that you really looked forward to of each competition?
I did like medleys. I used to like, you know, where you're picking up something and take it, an object, and taking it to another location.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, then picking up another object and taking it somewhere. I did like medleys. However, right. I've always liked the deadlift, and that just transfers over from when I used to compete in powerlifting. That was just an event that I was good at, so obviously I liked it.
So what was your deadlift like back then?
Back then, my deadlift was probably around 400 pounds.
That's pretty darn respectable for anybody. Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so are there master's divisions in strongmen and strongwomen?
Yes, absolutely. We have a master's division where the athletes are at least 40 years old. And once they turn 40, they compete. And we have a master's strongest man, and they compete and qualify for Nationals. And we even have some athletes that are, I want to say, probably about five or so athletes that are in their 60s.
Wow.
That still compete.
You know, I know that, you know, Metrex has done the strongman televised events from tropical destinations like Hawaii, and that's very popular on ESPN. In fact, there's weekends where all they do is run back-to-back events that are, some of these events are 10 years old, and still people sit and watch them, because it's just amazing to see what the human body can do.
Exactly.
And why not try to get amateur televised? Because it's got to be just as interesting when these guys who are eventually going to go on, and gals who are eventually going to go on to be pros, are coming up in the ranks.
Mm-hmm. And we tried and tried and tried, but because amateur events are, you know, run differently, the bottom line, what it takes, it's going to take money. And that's something that we don't have to put it on television.
Well, and see,
I can take it to Europe and put it on television, because they don't have to pay for television slots. Like here, we have to pay for every television slot there are. But with that being said, there are many, many different conversations with many, many different, with several different network, so to speak, that we're trying to get it televised, at least some of the larger shows.
So OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, they televise on a local channel here on Friday nights or Saturday nights, I forget what it is, and you know, it's I want to say WBKI or something like that, and it gets into most of Kentucky and some of Ohio and some of Indiana. And it's pretty cool to watch if you like wrestling, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
I even see like a YouTube channel for American Strongman so that you guys can just put the, you know, video this stuff and put it up there and kind of build it and they will come type of an attitude. I mean, because
and that's when we started doing that, you know, with YouTube as well as with Vimeo, and they're all, you know, listed on the Strongman Corporation. And like you said, you can look, as a matter of fact, we, for the Arnold this year, was the first time that we had a production team out there that videotaped the entire show, as well as some of the pro shows, and we did some live play-by-play. And that is on, I mean, there's a link on our website to where people can go and watch videos and upon videos.
Can they get there from Strongman, your website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yes, they can.
Yeah, that'd be cool for them to check out. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more to talk about. We're talking with Dion Wessels. We're talking about American Strongman Corporation and all the good things that it's doing right now. And we're going to talk about some future events, so that those of you who are interested in either attending or participating will know where to go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
There's one guy who's happy that Suge Knight is behind bars, and that's Vanilla Ice. For those of you who don't know that story, message me. I'm old enough to remember. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dion Wessels. We're talking about American Strongman Corporation and how it is promoting amateur athletes and opening the door for them to become pro in an amazing sport. Strongman is an amazing sport. Okay, so what events are coming up? And then we'll also plug your website and you've got a radio show as well that you do that actually airs live on the Supreme Radio Network on Saturday afternoons at noon. What events are coming up, John?
The events that are the bigger events that are coming up locally this weekend, we have one in Delaware.
Okay.
One in Maryland, and then another one in Ohio. As a matter of fact, we're doing in Ohio with the state chair out there, Chris, we're doing America's Disabled Man.
Wow.
So it's going to be a regular strongman event. On top of that, it's also going to be a lot of disabled veterans in that are competing.
Wow.
Some people may maybe competing from like a wheelchair. Some people may be competing, you know, on crutches. Some people may only have one arm or one leg, but it will be for America's Disabled Man, and then the winner will qualify for World's Strongest Disabled Man, which Magnus Phil Magnusson hosts each year in Iceland.
Wow. That's got to be very empowering for any individual.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that about women, that, you know, being competing in strong women events has to change a woman's personality for the better, make a woman feel more capable, but then to take that a step further and take people who have disabilities, that's huge.
Yeah. So we're excited about that event, you know, once it happens, just to see, because it's the first time we've done that in America. You know, before when Magnus was, you know, like, hey, we need some athletes to compete in the show that are disabled, you know, we've always, you know, leaned on a friend and athlete and he's flown there from Canada, but now we're having a show, and he's actually coming here. So there's going to be athletes from all over coming in to compete. And it'll be an open class competition as well. But I think it'll just be a treat for anyone to see, you know, disabled people compete.
Absolutely. Talk about the radio show. You do a radio – well, not you personally, but you have a host and co-host that do a radio show once a week, right?
Yes, we do. And the radio show typically airs on either Sunday evening or Monday morning every week. Kyle Bixler is one of the hosts, and then the other host is, what is his name? I'm so bad with names. he's out of Australia. And Phil is the other host out of Australia. And they typically have, people, physicians, athletes, and former athletes, retired athletes, on from and just talking about strongman, what's going on in the strongman world, you know, what shows are coming up, what, you know, if there's new nutritional advice out there, they talk about that. So there's all kinds of things that they talk about, as well as, you know, one of the things that we started also this year is we're branching out of America, you know,
right,
where it's going to, you know, we're having our first show in Canada next month.
Wow.
And then we're also going to be having in June a show in Australia. And then later on this year, we'll have a show in Denmark We'll have a show in Brazil in May. So we'll have more international events as well, to where the athletes will actually, as opposed to them competing in, you know, England Strong, whatever the show name is, they will compete in Strongman Corporate, our events, to qualify them directly for the Arnold Amateur World Championship. So we're excited about that, just to see what comes out of the show. And I know that this is the first year for Phil to do it over in Australia. And he said that he's already overwhelmed with the number of athletes that are signing up to compete, because they want to have a true competition that they can qualify for the RNO at, not just be something like, you know, I'll have a, you know, in the past we have had other people in different countries, I'll have an event, but even if you don't compete, I'll still get you a spot there because you're my friend.
Right.
So it won't be that way anymore. It's going to be true qualification systems internationally. So we're excited about it.
Very cool. Very, very cool stuff. Let's plug the website again, and people can learn about the radio show at the website as well as the
Absolutely.
YouTube channel. Go ahead, give the website again.
The website is strongmancorporation.com.
And people will see you at events. They should walk up to you and say, hey, I heard you on Superhuman Radio. You really should have given
Absolutely.
You should have given Carl a much harder time on the air. So there you go. How's that sound? Listen,
exactly.
It's been a pleasure.
Exactly.
It's been a pleasure to have you on, Dion, and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Take care. And we also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour Science for Humans. If you didn't hear that, download the podcast. And that was about good fat, bad fat. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have Brooks Kubik on tomorrow. The first hour show will be the physical culture radio show with Brooks Kubik. I'm sure we'll have something great to talk about. I'm going to work on the soundboard for the rest of the day. If you hear the radio station going in and out, you'll know why. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.